You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
For a lot of people, health insurance isn't a big deal. They work for big companies with big plans that cover big portions of the expense. But for self-employed workers or those in between jobs, it is a big deal. Out-of-control costs, rising medical prices, and reduced government subsidies are causing millions of Americans to go without health insurance because they simply can't afford it anymore. That's where we come in. WeShare. WeShare is the alternative to traditional health insurance that can save you up to 60%. And 60% can add up to thousands of dollars of savings in yearly medical expenses, both for individuals and families. Chances are you can even keep your same doctor and pharmacy. Enrolling in WeShare is easy. With fast quotes, personalized assistance, transparent pricing, and responsive support when you need it. If big savings sounds better than big health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare and join more and more people who are making the switch. WeShare Health. We got you.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Good evening, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show as I sit here brooding as I had to watch my beloved Kansas Jayhawks lose on a last-second Hail Mary shot to get bumped out of the NCAA tournament. Oh, well, it happens. They weren't going very far this year anyway, so I will sit here and cry in my beer.
You have beer?
I wish I had beer. Okay, I'll cry in my coffee. How's that? I will lament the passing of another tournament without my beloved Hawks, and everyone else can lament with me. Welcome to another edition of the John Whitmer Show here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. The phone number is important tonight because all chaos will reign this evening. We're turning the show over to you. 316-869-1330. Email at john@knssradio.com. Facebook and True Social. Messenger X at John R. Whitmer. The show is yours this evening. We got one interview. We always do our Under the Dome update at 7:30. State Senator Renee Erickson will be with us. Other than that, the show is yours. I used to get folks, yes, you know, Phil, you know, we get people would call and say, You don't take enough calls. So we decided, much like Rush Limbaugh used to do on, you know, Open Line Fridays, we decided that every month or so we would do a show where we gave it all away. we relinquished control.
Yeah, and the last time we did this, I figured it was pretty successful. Yeah, I think had a lot of
calls
people
all night long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing it again tonight. The show is yours. We're doing open lines all night long. And you call in. We'll talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. So the studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. I'll take emails. We'll take messages through Facebook Messenger, smoke signals, whatever you want to send, Twitter tweets, whatever, X's, whatever it is. you can text Phil, whatever you want to do, and we'll take your questions. So it was fun the last time.
Yes.
You know, and like I said, the only interview we'll do is Senator Erickson will join us at 7:30, and we'll talk about, you know, what's been going on at the legislature. A lot has been going on at the legislature. Other than that, the show is yours. We're giving it up to the listeners, and Katie bar the door. One event that's coming up here on the 26th, which is Thursday, is the Republican Red Chocolate and Wine fundraiser. Should be a lot of fun. Homer Simpson, you know, salivating. Should be a lot of fun. It's a Republican Red Chocolate and Wine fundraiser. We've shared information about that on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. If you're interested and you want more information, you can go there for more information. So other than that, like I said, the show is open. The studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Before we get to calls, and I did see we've already got one coming in, so that's good. I do want to talk about one thing that has been kind of, irking me, shall we say. I try to behave myself and not say peeing, not ticking me off, shall we say. There's a growing disconnect, I think, in this country between the people making decisions and the people who have to live with the consequences of those decisions every day. And, you know, I'll tell you, folks, it's not abstract anymore. And I'll give you a few examples. I don't know if you happen to see it. Most people don't watch C-SPAN. I was flipping today, and Senator Kennedy was on the floor of the Senate, and he tried to run a referendum on the Senate floor that basically said when there's a government shutdown, senators and federal employees don't get paid, senators shouldn't get paid. And senators make, a couple hundred thousand a year, 180 something thousand a year. I thought that was pretty reasonable. And then most of the Republican senators were all in agreement on this. And one Democrat senator got up and objected. And before he could be recognized, in other words, before his name could be put into the registry, he said, "Object." And then he ran out of the off the floor. But the objection was heard, which is all that it takes. So as long as the objection is heard, well, then you have to go through the process. But they didn't note the name, but there was objection. So an objection is in the record. So now it gets debated, and now the whole rigmarole starts. But they're like, wait, who was that? You know, because we want to get it on the record, but he was gone. Now, they knew who it was because they saw who the guy was, but he's a chicken. Some Democrat wants to keep his $180,000 a year salary. Meanwhile, TSA workers have gone 3 weeks without pay. And it's emblematic. It's typical of some of these politicians, cowardly pieces of junk, who care more about their process, who care more about their politics than they do about people. Now, that's what happened in Washington, D.C. today. And I'm going to tell you about another politician who also seems to care more about the process than his constituents. And it pains me to tell you about this one because it's my representative, my state representative. On Thursday, the Kansas House of Representatives debated and had a bill that came up, constitutional amendment that came up, to pass property tax relief. And a really cool motion actually came up. A constitutional amendment that passed the Kansas House and is now headed to the Senate. It's a major step forward, a major step towards real property tax relief. And right now, our state constitution requires taxes to be uniform and equal, which is why you can't get, any kind of property tax relief for any one particular demographic because they all have to be uniform and equal. and it's tied their hands and prevented them from giving direct relief to any, you know, to veterans or anything like that, you know, particular segment. Well, there was an amendment that was made on the bill to give property tax relief, cap property tax relief for seniors, folks who are struggling, folks who are on fixed incomes, folks who've, you know, fought all their lives to own their homes. And if approved by the Senate, you'll have the final say in November. It'll go to the ballot in November, and the voters of Kansas will give you the opportunity to vote to give the legislature the authority to freeze or limit property taxes for senior citizens, finally delivering the relief many have been asking for. Our seniors built Kansas. They deserve the ability to stay in their homes without being taxed out of their homes. And amazingly, Brian Bergkamp from House District 93 voted against that bill, denying property tax relief to Kansas seniors. And it's not the only time. It's not the first time. He was a couple years ago, he was the only member to vote against income tax cuts. He was also the only member to vote against property tax relief for veterans. In this most recent instance, he actually went up to the well and spoke against property tax relief for seniors. All the while, by the way, Brian Bergkamp voted for his own pay raise. So I only point this out because it's emblematic of a problem between the people making decisions and the people who have to live with the consequences of those decisions every single day. And I'll tell you, folks, it's not abstract. It's not philosophical. It's not some ivory tower debate that the Bergkamps of power live in. It's real. It's right here, and we're paying for it. You see it in Washington. You see it in Topeka. It's like it's monopoly money for these people. No accountability, no restraint. Just spend it now. Worry about it later. The problem is, later is not a problem for them. Later is our problem. And people like Leo Delperdang went down and defended this. Blake Carpenter brought the amendment. They're fighting for seniors. The Bergkamps of the world are pissing away our money, and they don't care because they don't feel it. They don't feel it when inflation eats away at your paycheck. They don't feel it when interest rates climb because of their reckless spending. They don't feel it when you're standing at the grocery store wondering how the same cart costs 30% more than it did just a few years ago. Meanwhile, their pay went up because they're insulated, and they've insulated themselves from the consequences. And it's the same disconnect in Washington as it is right here in Wichita. You've got a city council that somehow fined $600,000 for a 22-foot LED sculpture art project designed by a California firm, while taxpayers are trying to figure out how to keep up with rising costs of living, where every member of the city council but the mayor votes for a bronze statue of luggage and $170,000 in other art from out-of-state artists. $600,000 for a glowing arch. And look, I'm not anti-art. I'm anti-priorities being completely cattywampus. If you're going to spend taxpayer money, maybe, just maybe, you should start with, mold remediation or roads or public safety or property tax relief. If you insist on funding art, how about at least investing in local artists? And they're not the only ones. USD 259. We all know they're about to run another $500 million bond, and yet they've lost 3,000 students. And whether it's Washington, D.C., Topeka, or City Hall, or the school district, the further decision makers get from everyday life, the easier it becomes for them to spend your money like it doesn't matter. Because it often doesn't. It's numbers on a page. It's lines on a budget. It's a press release. But to you, it's your mortgage. It's your rent. It's your grocery bill. It's your kid's future. And here's where it gets dangerous. When that disconnect grows so wide, people lose trust. They stop believing that government is working for them, and they start feeling like it's working against them. And honestly, can you blame them? When Washington keeps spending like there's no tomorrow, when City Hall spends hundreds of thousands on vanity projects, when school districts keep asking for more money while delivering poorer results, at some point people start asking simple questions like, who exactly is this system working for? Because it sure as hell doesn't seem like it's working for the folks paying the bills. It's about demanding better government. It's about bringing some common sense back to the equation. You can't spend money you don't have. You prioritize needs over wants, and government should be no different. Because at the end of the day, this isn't complicated. The people making decisions should have to live with the consequences of them, just like you do. And until that happens, we shouldn't expect anything to change. We'll take a quick break, and then again, we're turning the show over to you. The studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. What do you think? I mean, should we keep reelecting the Berg camps and the others who want to spend your money like drunken sailors? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Lord knows I have been before. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You know, one of the things that's going to be a pressing issue this fall with the August primaries, in particular, 9 unelected people, the majority of whom are attorneys, right now pick whoever they want for our Supreme Court. Kansans deserve a voice in judicial selection. Voters, not lawyers, should decide. If you agree or want more information, visit takebackthebench.com for more information. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, as I said, we're turning over the show to you. It's open. It's open lines Sunday, to quote Rush Limbaugh. And the topics and the discussions are in your hands. Pat, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
Country, there are two things that the winter soldiers of liberty can do. And at 9 o'clock tonight, I'm going to open my window and put my head out, and I'm going to just scream. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to
take it anymore. That's right, Pat.
There's a second item. You can call Governor Kelly. I have called her, and you leave the message with her message taker, and you talk directly about the Department of Homeland Security not being funded by your Democrat friends and what it's done to our airports, and you make it clear how disgusted you are with Governor Kelly, and you leave that message, but you have to call like I'm going to do tomorrow. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, Pat. Well, and he is right about that. You can call the governor's office if you've got, you know, you want to give feedback or whatnot. The toll-free number, by the way, to contact the office of the governor is 877-579-6757. You can also dial that. That's 877 Kansas Works, KSWORKS. That's the toll free number. The local number is 785-296-3232. But they do listen. I remember when I was in the legislature and they had someone on staff whose job it was, sole job, was to take those calls in the governor's office, and you know, they do pass them on. Now, that was with Sam Brownback. I have no idea what Laura Kelly does with those messages, but, you know, call her. Give her feedback. I have a sneaking suspicion, you know, she probably ignores Pat's calls, but, hey, you know, it's worth a try. You know, I know if I were to call her, she'd ignore my calls. But then again, I served with Laura Kelly, and, you know, we ignored each other when we were in the legislature. So,
so I'm thinking that those calls go into someplace called File 13.
Probably. Yes. They probably go in a circular file unless they're callers that she likes and she agrees with. But, you know, hey, it's worth a try. You've got the number. Feel free to call the governor's office and give her a peace of mind, and I'm sure she will, you know, respond accordingly in her mind.
Or not.
Or not. Yes, yes. But, you know, I mean, it's good that they hear him. You know, I made a point when I was in the legislature. I returned every phone call and every email from constituents. That being said, you know, we would get hundreds of phone calls that were not from constituents. And I've got to be honest, I did not return many of the ones who were not constituents. If they were constituents, I had an intern and I had an OA, an office assistant. You share, members of the House share an OA, an office assistant. And, you know, so you can't really ask your office assistant to, and I like to do it myself. But, you know, I'd ask them to identify the ones that were constituents and the ones that were, I called them back personally. And that was just, you know, I don't know if every member of the House does that, but I know I did when I was there for 4 years. I would call them back and say, hey, this, you know, and let them vent. Most of them, because by the way, most of the time, the ones that we're calling were not the ones that were calling to tell me what a great job I did.
Yeah.
But I figured the least I could do would be to call and,
well,
give them the courtesy of a phone call.
These are the people that sent you there. Yep. So
or not.
Or,
or the ones that didn't send me
there. That's true. But I think that goes a long way.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know if it's something that is standard practice as much anymore as it used to, or,
you know, I think the least you could do is give them, you know, now granted, I wouldn't spend 20 minutes on the phone with them, but I would at least give them the courtesy of a, you know, well, thank you for sharing, and I do appreciate your call, and you know, I wouldn't tell them I, you know, agree with you, but I would at least give them the courtesy of a few minutes of my time because they took the time to call me. I thought that was the least that I could do. So again, 316-869-1330. I know, you know, I think more of our representatives should do that. Well, case in point, Brian Bergkamp is my state rep, and I called him after that vote, and he has yet to call me back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not only am I a constituent, I'm a precinct committee person. So is my wife in his district. And, you know, that's my former seat. You would think that when a precinct committee man and my wife's a committee woman, you would think that when we call him, he might think that might be a worthy phone call that you might want to return.
But guess what? Tonight, you know, is open phones.
That's so right. You know, if he'd like to call, I'd be happy to take his call.
I'm looking at my watch right now.
And let him try and explain that toxic vote. But I'll bet you he chooses not to do that. But that's okay. That's all right. Again, 316-869-1330. You could also message us on social media. If you, I know I filled, in fact, I think I saw Phil got a message earlier. So, oh, we're up at the bottom of the hour. That's right. Coming up, State Senator Renee Erickson will bring us this week's, God, we are getting swamped tonight. That's good. Mm. This week's Under the Dome update from Topeka. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
For a lot of people, health insurance isn't a big deal. They work for big companies with big plans that cover big portions of the expense. But for self-employed workers or those in between jobs, it is a big deal. Out-of-control costs, rising medical prices, and reduced government subsidies are causing millions of Americans to go without health insurance because they simply can't afford it anymore. That's where we come in. WeShare. WeShare is the alternative to traditional health insurance that can save you up to 60%. And 60% can add up to thousands of dollars of savings in yearly medical expenses, both for individuals and families. Chances are you can even keep your same doctor and pharmacy. Enrolling in WeShare is easy. With fast quotes, personalized assistance, transparent pricing, and responsive support when you need it. If big savings sounds better than big health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare and join more and more people who are making the switch. WeShare Health. We got you.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you, you can always stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And if you're on the road, you can always listen to KNSS on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Keep in mind, we've turned over the reins. We're letting it loose tonight, 316-869-1330. It's an open line Sunday, so anything can happen tonight. And, of course, anything can happen in the last week of the legislative session, which is what we're facing next week. Up next is conference committee week, where House and Senate negotiators will hammer out the differences between versions of bills passed by each chamber. And then they're basically done. They'll be done for the session and then come back for their veto session. And with us now to walk us through what happened this week is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, thank you for joining us this week. It's a pleasure to have you on the show again, my friend.
Hey, always good to be with you, John, even though you took the electeds to the woodshed in your monologue. But
well,
so good to be
with you. I call it the way I see it. And when people with an R behind their name vote repeatedly against cutting taxes, I'm going to call you out on it. If once in a while, I mean, it's one thing, you know, we all disagree on a policy piece once in a while. But, you know, in the case of Representative Bergkamp, you know, how many times are you going to vote against taxes and get away with it? And I'm tired of it. And, I'm at a point now where I'm not going to vote for him again if I get a better option. I won't vote for a Democrat, but I may write in Mickey Mouse. And that's just kind of the way I'm at it. And I'm just not going to I don't vote for Republicans in name only. So but I don't have that problem if I had you as my senator, because you are one of the most stalwart Republicans out there. And so is my senator, Chase Blasey, by the way. So in fact, let's start with Senate Concurrent Resolution 1603. That's the constitutional amendment that would reduce the volatility of the valuation increases. It also includes specific languages limiting property taxes for seniors. It'll head over. It was a House version, so it's a House bill of a Senate concurrent resolution, which is all inside, you know, ballpark stuff. That'll head over to the Senate now. What do you think happens there? Do you think that'll come up? You think they'll take it up over in your chamber?
Oh, no doubt, John. Property taxes, top issue of the session for sure. I understand it's headed to conference. We'll see what happens. I think the House did a great job of sending us a very good bill. The Senate will want to look at it and perhaps put our mark on it, but absolutely we'll take it up. And I'm confident we're going to get some type of property relief for Kansans.
Well, and it's been, you know, for a couple of years now, that's been one of the major issues. And I know in previous sessions, you guys have done what you could now the state doesn't even collect any more property tax other than the amount that goes towards schools. This would be real relief, and it would be the first step towards trying to do something about that valuation process, wouldn't it?
It would, John. And there are also some really intriguing ideas going around. You're right. We're out of the property tax business at the state level, but there's some really interesting proposals being floated about how to do something about the 20 mills that we still do flow through for school districts. And I'm very excited about some opportunities there. They're just not ready this session. But I think if we get 1603 and then keep working on these other proposals to lower that 20 mills for schools, I think it's going to be very, very good for Kansas.
I know this last week, you know, at least in the House, they did, I'm sure you all did the same thing, 2-3 days where all it was, you know, hours on the floor. What were some of the major bills that came out of the Senate this last week?
Yeah, we ran 65 bills across the floor on Wednesday and then 20 on Thursday. Everything from crime to property tax, appraisal reform to empowering women. We had a couple of pro-life bills. We actually had a really good bill protecting places of worship and strengthening the criminal penalties if you disrupt religious worship ceremonies. Lots of good legislation. It was a little interesting to see the House adjourn so abruptly, but as you said earlier, we do have the conference committees starting their work this week, so we'll keep getting that policy up and out for people.
Did you, I found out the reason behind that adjournment. Are you aware of the reason, the inside baseball reason behind that?
I am. And, you know, at the time when things start getting like that, as you well know, John, sometimes the best thing to do is just take a step back and regroup and then come back at it after, you know, some time has settled some of the issues. And I think that's happened, and I'm confident we're going to have a good week.
Yeah, it's for the listeners who aren't aware, there was a, what's the best way? How would you phrase it? Maybe a little a rebellion might be a way to put it. Would you agree with that term, Renee?
I've heard mutiny.
Mutiny,
yeah.
A coup.
Yeah,
there was there was a little mutiny. There was a little a coup, a rebellion, however you want to phrase it, amongst some Republicans that were siding with some Democrats, and they were going to try and pull some shenanigans. And so the House was forced to adjourn early, which is sad because there was a lot of, you know, work that was left on the table, basically. And I don't know, can that stuff get brought back up in conference, or is that dead for the year?
You know, John, as long as it's passed over one floor and we're good. The question we have now is just simply the logistics,
right?
Of how to combine things, how to get, as you know, vehicles or shells in order to get that policy up and out. But yes, there is still a way to do it, and I think we are all rowing in the same direction, hopefully now, and we'll be able to really produce some good legislation. You're right. There's a lot of good stuff that was left below the line that needs to get passed and sent to the governor.
Well, and as we know, nothing really dies in Topeka. Sadly, I mean, it's like, you know, Night of the Living Dead up there. Nothing really dies. It just comes back another day in a different form. So, you know, one of the things that I did think was interesting this week, the governor signed the Bell to Bell student cell phone use. That was signed into law. Of course, she took credit for it, but that's typical with her. One of the things that is still kind of lingering out there is the App Act. Is that done? Is that still out there? Or what are we seeing with that? Do you know?
Yeah, it is still out there. It's on the House side, but still alive and kicking. we'll see what happens with that one. You know, you never say never till we are done and adjourned for good. So it'll be interesting to see how the puzzle pieces fit together. Right now, it really is just a huge jumble mess of puzzle pieces that we'll need to work together and put together. And at this point, lots of speculation, John, but not real a lot of specifics on how those pieces are going to fit together. But somehow, some way, you know, we do always make it work.
Another interesting bill, Senate Bill 254, passed out of the House. this is a it's another one of these bills that shouldn't need to exist. It prohibits illegal aliens who are unlawfully present in the United States from receiving any state or local public benefit. I mean, I would say this is just common sense, but and yet we still had to pass it. I don't know why. It's now headed back to the Senate. I would expect the Senate would pass it, send it on to the governor. Of course, she will probably, knowing her, she'll probably veto it. The one thing that I still find perplexing, and I got to be honest with you, Renee, this has bothered me since I was a freshman in the legislature. Even Sam Brownback allowed in-state tuition for illegals. I've never understood it. I've opposed it. I do not like it. That was not included in this bill, correct?
Correct. We should not be including in-state tuition for illegal aliens.
I agree.
It's wrong. We should not be doing it.
And it was in there originally, and it got stripped out, correct?
Correct. It got stripped out in the Senate, and I don't understand it. It's not to be mean or hateful.
No,
it's just we are a country of laws. We need to follow those laws, and we need to put our students first.
Well, and why are we putting an incentive, a reward for bad behavior, for lack of a better term?
Well, that's exactly what it is. And there are other avenues, John. It's not like we're denying them an education. We're just saying you don't get some benefit
right. That
should go to citizens.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but you know, whatever. That change, I don't know if that was something that was needed in order to get the votes. I don't. Again, it's sausage making, and I'm not privy to the details behind it. I'm assuming the bill in its current form will pass the Senate. Do you think the governor will veto this, or do you think she'll let it pass?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We know some of the ones she's definitely going to veto. Uh-huh. And you wonder if she gets veto fatigue at some point. And this is one of those bills that's kind of we're up in the air on. Will she? Won't she? I think it'll come out just fine in the Senate. And my guess is she lets it go. She may not sign it. She may just wait 10 days and let it become law. But I haven't heard strong opposition to that as far as the governor.
You know, one of the things, and by the way, we're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. One of the things, Renee, that when I had Dan and Ty both, you know, they come on the morning show every other Monday back. Yeah, 2 months ago, I talked to both of them. There was a lot of emphasis on a couple hundred million dollars that needed to be cut from the state budget. Here we are, basically final week of the session. Did we ever get that? Or where are we at on that? Did that ever happen? Did that come to fruition?
Not yet. And if you've been monitoring, the budget committees have already been conferencing, John. They're adding money in. So
hey,
I think we're
going the wrong way.
we are going the wrong way unless there's some last minute big surprise where we cut a chunk. But I can tell you the negotiations so far, they're adding money back in. So we're getting farther and farther from that $200 million. So I am not confident we'll get anywhere close to that. We didn't even get close to that coming out of Ways and Means and Appropriations. So I don't think we'll get there, but I can hope that we might.
I mean, can I ask why they're adding money in and where they're? I mean, that again, you and I both know we're facing a budget deficit in the out years. Why are they? What possible reason would they be adding more in, and for what?
Oh, it runs the gamut. A lot of it is some social service stuff. A lot of it is there's apparently a new EcoDevo program that a lot of us know nothing about that they're wanting to get some funding for. But you know how it is, John. The Senate wants something. The House wants something. So they give some money to the House to get some money for the Senate to get what both chambers want. The problem is our budget only passed 21-19 the first time because there's concern about the fiscal responsibility of this budget. Add money in. I don't know, you know, how it gets across the line, but we'll see how it comes out in the wash. Maybe things will turn around here this week on that.
Yeah, and the other thing that has frustrated me in this whole process is the time the fact how much the budget has blown up over this same period of time. It just seems like we keep spending more and more, and I don't know how much we're getting for all this increase in spending. I don't mean to be critical, but it's one of those things that I've harped on for years. I remember, as long as I've been out of the legislature, and I've seen, I think, a 60% increase in spending since I left the legislature. And to be honest with you, Renee, I couldn't tell you what we've gotten for that 60% increase in spending.
Well, John, I don't think anyone can, and that's one of the things I've been focused on in government efficiency, is all we do is, well, we put this much money in, but we don't look at the backside. What did we get for that? What were the outcomes? Did we get our return on investment? And the thing that's really kind of frustrated me, to be honest, is this is not just a Democrat problem.
No.
The Republicans are just as guilty of increasing spending, and that should not be the way it is.
No, a good point. I've mentioned him before on this show is, my representative, Brian Bergkamp. I've pointed out that in just the 4 years that he's been in the legislature, the budget that he's voted for has bloomed $26 billion in his $21 billion since he was in the legislature. And yet, what have we seen for that? And again, this is. I'm not meaning to be overly critical, but what are we getting for that? And that's just, it's a lot of money. At some point we have to start insisting on fiscal discipline. And until we do, I don't know how we're going to stop this train. And I'm hoping at some point, like you said, in the out years, we're facing a budget deficit. Somebody's going to have to start being the adults in the room. Renee, we appreciate you.
I'll tell you just real quick, John. I'll tell you what I'm seeing that's very disturbing is there's a lot of good things that people want to fund, but we have to stop and say, is this our role? Is there another way of accomplishing this good work without the government doing it? So I see that we need to be limited government, smaller government.
Amen.
So, all in there, John.
No, you're absolutely right. Renee, if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go to my Facebook page. They can look me up on the legislative website and give me a call. Be happy to hear from them.
As always, we appreciate you. You got 1 week left. Let's see what you guys can do with it, Renee. As always, we appreciate you joining us. And, keep up the good work. Keep tilting at windmills, Renee.
I will. Thank you, John.
We'll take a quick break. We'll take your calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're in charge. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You're going to have to play that song again. It's Sweet Caroline. That's just the best. Wow. And that music means we're already, I knew we were going to be up on it. We'll take a quick break. And then after the top of the hour break, we'll continue. You guys are in charge. The show is yours tonight for the next entire hour. We'll be taking your call 316-869-1330. The whole place is yours. It's Open Lines Sunday. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is what happens. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Telling your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles. I'm going to get a text from my wife. I just knew it. There it is. Oh, she's so predictable. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, which is not going to happen if I keep singing on the air. We've turned over the show to the listeners this evening. You can call, you can text. You can call the studio line, 316-869-1330. You can message. We've also got, by the way, we've got a text line. We've got the message, and we've got two messages we need to follow up on. And, of course, our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you because the show is on your hands tonight. Before we get to that, though, this has been an interesting session we've had in the legislature. We've had multiple things that have come up this year, like the most recent one with the property tax bill. We've had multiple things that have come up this year that have prompted some frustration. And you've also had the instances with the city council here in Wichita. You've had things in Congress. And so we're going to bring something back. This goes back to my first years when I started the John Whitmer Show. We used to do something called the White Rhino Award. And we awarded this prestigious award to the member of the legislature, shall we say, who, let's just call them what they are, Republicans in name only. This is awarded to the member of the legislature or Congress or city council who just distinguishes themselves in the most or rather least Republican way possible. And it's been a while. It's been, 6 years since we've done a White Rhino Award. But you know what? It's time to bring it back. And so to refresh your memories, here's a promo.
The John Whitmer Show, proud to announce that nominations are now open for the 2020 White Rhino Award. Who will win the coveted second annual White Rhino Award? Does your representative represent Laura Kelly more than you do? Are they going to sell out like Jim Denning and betray the Republican Party? Did they vote to take away your gun rights and support Medicare expansion? Did they campaign like a Republican but vote like a Democrat? Recognize them for their poor performance. Nominate them for the 2020 White Rhino Award. The annual Rhino Award trophy recognizes and celebrates the dismal achievements, dishonest voting, and out-of-touch nature of one deserving Republican in name only of either the Kansas House or Senate who have advanced egregious anti-growth, anti-free and anti-traditional value policies, or whose voting record is so out of line with the Republican Party platform they might as well register as a Democrat. Concerned citizens who wish to uphold the integrity of our party platform can now nominate any state representative or state senator for our White Rhino Award. At the end of the 2020 season, we will award this highly coveted trophy to one very deserving nominee. Nominations may be submitted via Facebook or email to john@knssradio.com. Brought to you by Disingenuous Politicians across Kansas.
So there you go. That was the promo from back in 2020. We're bringing it back.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. I just had to. By the way, that's my buddy Rick Reagan who did that for us. We're going to have to bring it back. So nominations are going to be open again. We're gonna bring this back. We're going to give it a couple of weeks. Let people submit their nominations for the 2026 White Rhino Award, and we'll see what comes out of it. I guarantee you there will be some interesting nominations, and you'll start hearing opportunities to submit your nominations online or via email starting this week. So
I like it.
Had to bring it back.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a text through the text line. I already got one. Mark Schreiber. Yeah. And I knew Mark Schreiber. Mark Schreiber's like a perennial nominee for that. I think he won it 1 year. As a matter of fact, I do believe Mark Schreiber did win it 1 year. So here's one that we got. This came in when we were interviewing Renee Erickson. This is one of through our text line. And this is from one of our listeners who asks, he wishes Trump would suspend and stop all commercial air traffic until which time Congress puts TSA and Homeland Security back to work. Might light a fire under their posteriors, shall we say. I think he's right, actually, because it would at least remind our country that we're at war. You know, we're in a conflict right now, albeit a fairly one-sided conflict with Iran, but security should be our utmost concern. And I think, you know, right now, Democrats are trying to make political points. They're trying to score political points, and that's not what should be important right now. And when you've got troops in combat, when you've got, 13 U.S. soldiers, I think,
yeah,
who've passed so far, who've been killed in combat situations, and Democrats are too busy trying to score political points because they hate the president. That's all this is about for them. It's just, we hate, it's Trump derangement syndrome. They're trying to score political points. Meanwhile, U.S. soldiers are in harm's way. And I think this is actually a pretty darn good idea where he should say, okay, fine. There will be no more, and he has the power to do it. He could ground all commercial air traffic. It's like what Senator Kennedy did today, where he tried to run that bill that said members of the Senate will not get paid while we're in the midst of a government shutdown. And, of course, it was a Democrat that objected because it's all about the politics for them. And I remember it was interesting. Somebody recently said if Donald Trump cured cancer, Democrats would object to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. They're so blinded by their hatred. And look, Trump says stupid things. Trump, you know, it's like the Mueller thing. I don't know if you saw.
I heard about that, yes.
You know, okay, you know.
In his time when he sat down with the Japanese prime minister there in the.
Well, now that was funny as hell. I thought that was funny. The Mueller thing, I mean, I get, for those of you who don't know what we're referring to, Robert Mueller passed away, mm-hmm. and Trump tweeted or posted on Truth Social, Robert Mueller is dead. Good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's dead. He can't do any more harm. I'm not gonna justify or excuse the president's comment. I think it's inappropriate. The only thing I could by virtue of an explanation, I could say is, well, you know, Robert Mueller did raid his home. Robert Mueller did try and imprison Donald Trump. He did try and, you know, impeach Donald Trump. So, look, they were enemies, political enemies and adversaries. And, you know, Donald Trump is a New York businessman. And when you go after him, he hates his enemies. And I'm not explaining it. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying, look, this is probably the way the president thinks. It's not my job to excuse or explain Donald Trump. Do I think it was appropriate? Probably not, but whatever. The comment on to the Japanese reporter, I frankly thought that was vintage Donald Trump. But, you know, that one, for those of you who don't know what we're referring to there, while at a press conference with the Japanese prime minister, a reporter asked if it was fair that we didn't share our war plans. And Donald Trump said, well, you mean the fact that it was a surprise? And Trump said, well, of all people, the people of Japan should know all about surprises. You didn't warn us about Pearl Harbor. And I thought, you know, hey, I actually thought that was hilarious. I mean, that's vintage Donald Trump. And frankly, I thought the Pearl Harbor comment was absolutely hilarious and vintage Donald Trump. So if you don't like that, you know, then that's Donald Trump for you. Stop being offended. That's if you don't like what Trump says, turn a channel. We'll take a quick break. And again, the show is yours. You control the content. We're going off of your tweets, your messages, and your phone calls at 316-869-1330. You're controlling the show. I'm just here for fun. I'm just riding along. I'm a passenger at 869-1330. Yeah, we're totally out of control here tonight. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. That's where WeShare's got you. WeShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program, and we got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you share our belief that health insurance is overpriced, visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Nine unelected people, the majority of whom are attorneys, pick basically whoever they want for our Supreme Court. Folks, Kansans deserve a voice in judicial selection. Voters, not lawyers, should decide. If you agree or if you want more information, visit TakeBackTheBench.com for more information. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and True Social, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get more information on the show and the latest updates on the show. Speaking of the show, we've turned it over to you, 316-869-1330. You're in charge for the rest of the show, and that means that, Charlie, you're up. Thank you for waiting. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Hey, John, I got a question for you.
Fire away.
Are the Democrats shooting for somebody from Afghanistan or Pakistan or where the heckistan to be able to do a mail-in vote for our national election? Is that possible?
Well, I mean, are you talking about as a candidate or whether or not they can vote in elections? I mean, I know that, you know, one of the reasons that they're opposed to the SAVE Act is because right now, I think one of the big goals, Democrats have always wanted to get illegal aliens to have the right to vote. That's one of the reasons why they're opposed. They oppose voter ID. It's because their ultimate goal is to let illegals come here and then ultimately give them the right to vote. That's their path. That's their vision for America, is fill the United States with illegals and then ultimately give them the right to vote. Is that what you mean, or?
Is that possible that could happen if they don't pass the SAVE Act?
Could it happen? Yes. If they had both, you know, if they had both chambers in Congress and the presidency, and they could pass, you know, the right amendments and laws. I mean, no, it'd be very difficult. I mean, you'd have to make major wholesale changes. I mean, right. Yes. Theoretically, yes, it would take a lot of work to get what they want. Ultimately, now you're talking about federally, locally. Yeah. I mean, there are municipalities now that allow illegal aliens to vote in municipal elections. It happens all the time at local levels. Federally, it's a lot more difficult, but it is something that they would love to do. It would just be very difficult because the law doesn't allow it. But then again, just because the law doesn't allow it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, because if you don't enforce the law, I mean, that's what they're doing now at many level. If they don't enforce election integrity, if you don't require voter ID, then what's the point? And that's why bills like the SAVE Act are so important. Because, and keep in mind, this is one of the things that I find so amusing. For well over a decade, Democrats have accused Republicans of division and lamenting the lack of national cohesion, and they've been pointing all of these accusations about voter ID. Voter ID is universally popular. It's over a 90% issue with Republicans, 80% with independents, 70% approved with Democrats. Voter ID is universally popular. And Senate Democrats yet continue to block passage of the SAVE Act, mainly because they just hate Donald Trump. And anything, as I said earlier in the show, if he cured cancer, they would oppose it. And so I think it's just part of their derangement syndrome, and we're just have to deal with. So, no, I don't think it's something you're going to have to worry about. I don't think it's, something that really is going to be a huge issue, Charlie. But it is definitely an issue that is out there. And, one way or the other, it's why this election is so important coming up this fall, and why we have to, one of the big worries that I think Republicans at all levels right now are concerned about is voter turnout this fall. Democrats are going to be motivated. I think we are concerned, as many of I'm the chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. There is genuine concern that there may be apathy amongst Republicans. We need to make sure we turn out. We can't afford to be lazy. We can't afford to be apathetic, both in the primaries and in the general. And in particular, for our example, our governor's race, we need to make sure we get the right gubernatorial candidate. And if your guy or gal doesn't make it through the primary, we need to unite. Now, we need the right candidate. It can't be Vicky Schmidt. But that being said, whomever does emerge, we need to make sure that we unite behind them. We can't have another situation where we don't come together. And if we do, we're going to get another 4 years of Laura Kelly. And so we need to unite. That's for sure. Ray, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for sticking around.
Thank you. I can't afford any of this free energy that we're getting from these windmills.
Yeah, it is kind of expensive, and it's not free, because trust me, the taxpayers are subsidizing every bit of it.
Oh, come on. So. I think the state of Kansas and the counties and the municipal governments need to jump in on these small nuclear reactors, and let's get going with some real energy.
Nuclear's smart. Look at Europe. Europe's doing it. Even liberal countries like France are all in on nuclear power. It's clean. Yeah. It's safe. This is not, folks, anybody who's worried about, Three Mile Island or any of that nonsense. We're so far beyond technologically those kind of risks anymore. These small nuclear powers are smart. I think that is the way to go. But you've got the environmental lobby out there that is all hung up on solar and wind and how clean and how safe and how much it has to be subsidized by the taxpayer. Nuclear is the way to go, but I'm all kinds of power. Let's do fossil fuels. Let's do clean oil. Let's do natural gas. The powers. Let's do it all. But let's let the private sector pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. And wind and solar, you can't rely on them unless you build batteries, which is ecologically unsound.
Right.
And so, let's get this. Nuclear is sustainable. That's real sustainable.
I agree, and Ray, but here's the other key. Let the private sector pay for it. We don't need government subsidies. We don't need any of that nonsense. If it's going to work, it's going to work. And either way, it needs to be paid for independently. Let the private sector do it. and let government get out of the way. I mean, we need to make sure it's safe and make sure that the marketplace is level so everyone has a shot. But after that, get out of the way and let the market determine, you know, the method and the way they want to do it. And I think that's
let my pocketbook determine.
There you go. You're absolutely right, Ray. I appreciate the call, and Ray's got it. Ray knows exactly the way to go there. In fact, let's get Ray out there, and Ray can build one. Here, you listen to the John Whitmer Show, where we've turned over the keys to the listeners. You know, we haven't hit any icebergs yet. Of course, there's still 30 minutes left. We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills, and then we'll continue with open lines. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're in charge. Let's see what you do with it. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. We're listening to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Don't forget, coming up Thursday is the Republican Red Chocolate and Wine fundraiser. You can get information on that on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Looks like it'll be a really cool event. And, of course, yummy chocolate wine. Can't beat that.
No.
Two of my favorite things. So looks good. So you get information and a link to all the registration information, sign up, all that kind of stuff on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Nick, you're on the John Whitmer Show. By the way, 316-869-1330. If you'd like to join the show, I know we've got a message from Facebook. John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We'll get to that message here in just a moment. Nick, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
Iceberg, dead ahead. You did it to me.
It's Nick. This is what happens when you turn it over. You get Nick.
He said, you distracted me with the chocolate and wine. I was almost starting to think we were going to talk about bourbon and cigars again.
Hey, we're going to do another one of those. The GOP is going to do another bourbon and cigar. You know, we did the one back in November. We're going to do another one in like April, May timeline out on the west side of town. This one, you know, we did the one in November at the...
the ninth floor?
No, it was over here at... on Woodlawn there. Dang it, anyway, I forget. But it was here on the east side of town, so the next one we're going to do over on the west side of town. So, but yes, we're going to do another one of those, Nick. You should come to it. The one here on the east side of town was great. We're going to do one on the west side of town here, probably April, May timeline.
No, I just think it's a great talking point for all the other agriculture issues. But
oh, my goodness gracious, there he goes. We are not doing a marijuana event, Nick.
No, you said iceberg, and it reminded me of my wife and I went to Kansas City a couple weekends ago, went to the World War One Museum, saw the historical documents there that's on the Freedom Plane Tour, and went to the Union Station. They had a Titanic exhibit.
Did you go to that?
Between the both things, yes.
I've been wanting to take my wife to that, and I hear it's really impressive.
Yeah, the whole trip was great. I highly recommend it. But we said next time we want to take a vacation, do something and have it be about happy stuff and not so much that. But anyway, I do want to say that I was a little disappointed with the sports authority thing. You know, I'm not a big fan of it. You talk about the private enterprise and fair markets or whatever it is, free markets, let's put it that way. But
right.
We're doing the Chiefs thing, and I just am disappointed in the whole process that has taken place, and I don't think that goes with, you know, we can have fun arguing about the cannabis, and we all know that I believe in one man, one woman, and marriage, and abortion is bad, and all that stuff, but this online gambling, and state-owned thing, it's just not cool in my what I think is conservative handbook, but something that I wanted to touch base with and get your opinion about, sir.
Well, for those who don't know what he's referring to, the House, just like 3 or 4 days ago, passed a bill to create the Sports Authority, which is a board that would oversee the new stadium in for the Chiefs. The reason they had to do, and the headquarters, by the way, in Olathe, the reason they had to do this is because the state can't own the building. So they have to create this authority in order to oversee the stadium and technically own the building. My fear with this, and I've talked to the guys about this thing, I understand why they're doing it. I think there's a lot of opportunity here for graft. And that's my fear, is the board will have 11 voting members. This Sports Authority board will have 11 voting members, including legislative appointees, the state commerce secretary, and a representative of the team. That's who will be on this Sports Authority, and that authority will manage and own the building. The authority's governing board includes appointed members from the governor, the House Speaker, the House minority and majority leaders, the Senate president, the Senate majority and minority leaders, and the team. There's just a lot of opportunity there for graft.
Right.
And I
never liked Senate Bill 84. And, you know, as we're talking about Senate Bill 381, teaching our kids about the negative effects of socialism, communism, any Marxist ideology, and getting in that civics and testing for people's understanding of the documents and everything like that, we need to make sure that we're mentoring it and being consistent in really important areas. So,
I appreciate the call, Nick. I understand why they're doing this. It's a procedural necessity to create this authority. I don't have as much issue with this authority as I do with the deal in general. And this sets aside whether or not I'm a Chiefs fan. I look at it from this perspective. The Denver Broncos are building a new stadium, and the ownership is paying for it themselves.
All of it.
They're building a brand new stadium, and the ownership are building their stadium. The Hunt family was just recognized as being like the 12th wealthiest family in the world.
They could do this too.
Right. Yeah. They were just in that Forbes list of being, I think they were number 12 behind Elon Musk and the Kochs. You know, they're billionaires. Lamar Hunt Jr. was on there. I think he's worth like $2 or $4 billion himself. He could personally write the check himself, let alone the family, because if he's worth $2 billion, then every other Hunt in the ownership group is worth $2 billion. So the Hunts could build this stadium. There is no reason why Kansas taxpayers need to be subsidizing this stadium. The only reason they're doing it is because they wanted it in Kansas. They got played, in my opinion. They saw, ooh, shiny thing. And I don't blame the Chiefs here, by the way. I do not blame the Chiefs. The Chiefs said, look, Kansas wants this. Missouri wants this. Let's play them off. We're suckers. They played us for suckers. Missouri wanted it. Kansas wanted it. And the Chiefs were like, hey, look, these two idiots are going to bid. Let's bid them against each other. It's like the car salesman is saying, hey, I just knew a lady down here, you know, from Muskogee who only drove the car once. And, you know, I don't blame the Chiefs, but we were played and they played us against Missouri and we lost. And yeah, we're going to get a football team. Big deal.
We won, but we lost.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing, in my opinion, the thing will never pay for itself, ever. And we'll get a football team. So what? Whoopie-doo.
Where I'm foggy at is how long is there a...
30 years, something
I was going to
like
say,
that.
Is there an end date to this? And this is a giant area.
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah.
For this Star Bond.
Right. 30 years. And at the end of the 30 years, wow, they're going to end up wanting another Star Bond to rebuild it or redesign it or pay for re-maintenance. You know how these things work. It's like the sales tax thing the city of Wichita tried to do. It's like USD 259 wanting another bond. The minute they start to expire, they're going to want another one because they want the bond again. It's this stuff is never ending. It's a, you know how this, it's like an entitlement. Entitlements never end. This thing will never end. I don't blame them. It's not their fault, but they could have built it themselves. If the Broncos can do it, if other football teams can do it, the Chiefs could have done it. We just got played. We were suckers. No one in the Chiefs ever talked about moving it out of state or moving to, you know, Florida or some other. They never talked about that. So it's not like it was, if you don't pay us, we're going to take the, you know, our ball and go elsewhere.
Right.
I think that's my 2 cents worth for what it's worth. Okay, whatever. We got, now they're in Kansas. Guess what? Big deal. Okay. I probably am upsetting some people by saying this, but I will see. Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. That's just my 2 cents, and it's not worth a nickel. So we'll take a quick break. I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Studio lines are open. You're in charge. We've got to get to that message, Phil. I know they messaged early on. I promise we will do it when we get back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you, you can join Americans for Prosperity Kansas the third Saturday of every month. That was just, you know, this was yesterday. They did their focused day of action. They take their message on judicial selection and other key issues directly to voters. It's a great way to make your voice heard. You can visit AmericansForProsperity.org, sign up, get involved, and it's a great way to get out there and help educate voters. While you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Okay, so we got a message a while back, right, Phil?
Well, earlier in the show, Marion from Derby messaged us, and she was wanting to know, just curious, because this isn't something local. This is something national.
Okay.
But it's something as conservatives that it will just make you want to pull your hair out. This has to do with New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Oh, yeah.
And lovely. I think this, and I have a clip that I'm going to play for you.
Okay.
And I'm playing I'm going to call it the flip-flop clip.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's done a lot of that.
And this stems back from, I think this was back in 2022 when the first cut is, she was telling New Yorkers, I think this was during the, when Trump was running for president in 24, actually. Maybe in 23. Anyway, she's telling New Yorkers that are not loyal New Yorkers to get out.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. If you don't believe or if you're a Republican in particular, she said leave. I remember that. Yeah.
And so we'll tie that in with last week. She was at some seminar where she is basically begging New Yorkers
to come back. Good luck.
Let me play you this clip real quick.
Okay.
The era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? Get out of town. Because you don't represent our values. You are not New Yorkers.
I need people who are high net worth to support the generous social programs that we want to have in our state. Right? Now, there are some patriotic millionaires who stepped up. Okay, cut me the checks. I mean, just if you want to be supportive, but maybe the first step should be go down to Palm Beach and see who you can bring back home, because our tax base has been eroded.
The hypocrisy,
no doubt,
is just,
yeah,
wow.
So get out, and now she's calling them back. Oh, wait, come back. I need your but not come back because we want you. Or not come back only come back because I want your money, basically.
Yeah, she said the quiet part out loud,
right,
where she wants billionaires, who left the state to come back and fund all of these.
All the social, all the giveaways, all the entitlement programs and all the crap that they're spending there, that they're giving away the money on. Illegals, all the free stuff, all that, all the wasteful entitlement programs that New York is doing.
It's amazing because these people that have left the state are looking now at, and the gall that she has to say this, where they just elected a
socialist
mayor.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's got more free stuff that he wants to do?
Goodness, the things that he has planned for that city.
Yeah. Free groceries and free busing and all the other stuff. Yeah.
But the plans that he has in tax order to pay rich. For all of this. Yeah.
Well, if they do come back, he's going to tax them even more than she wants to. That's hey, at least she's being honest with it. I mean, I'll give her that. I'll
give her that, I suppose. But I've got a news flash for her.
Ain't nobody moving back? No. Well, I mean, hey, and anybody dumb enough to move back deserves what they get.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, this is, again, I appreciate her honesty. You know, the difference between her and a Laura Kelly, they share the same mindset.
Yes.
They're identical. And the same thing for Ethan Corson and any of these Democrats that are currently running in Kansas. They all believe the same. The only difference is Hochul's willing to say it out loud. Sharice Davids, all these Democrats all think the same. She's the first one to say it out loud. Laura Kelly believes everything that they all do. They all share this same policy platform. Hochul's just the one who's willing to say it out loud.
Right.
So, power to her for being honest. I mean, I at least appreciate her being honest. I'll give her credit for that. I wish Laura Kelly would be honest with voters.
Hey, if I can sneak this in real quick.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
We had someone else who called earlier, didn't want to talk, but he had a question for you.
Yep.
And this is in regards to the Supreme Court justices for the state of Kansas. And this is something that you all introduce at the beginning of each segment, or at least on some of the segments, where you talk about how the Supreme Court justices are picked here in the state of Kansas. And real quickly, is there an update that you can give on that?
Yeah, I mean, for those who don't know, first thing I would recommend is that people go to AmericansForProsperity.org/takebackthebench. If you've got questions, that's the first place I would send you. But I mean, obviously, coming up here in August in the primary is the vote. It's a constitutional amendment to change the way our judicial selection is currently done for our Kansas Supreme Court justices. Right now, the way it's done, it bypasses the will of the people, giving power to selected lawyers, basically the members of the Bar Association, allowing special interests to influence the court. And my take on this has always been that Kansans deserve a voice in judicial selection. We don't right now. It's done entirely by lawyers because even though there are 9 members of the panel that does this selection, 5 of them were picked by the bar. So effectively, the majority.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Right. And they can control the whole thing. So we have an entire branch of Kansas government controlled by only attorneys. It's time to give power back to the people of Kansas. And so, again, it's AmericansForProsperity.org/takebackthebench. And that's the best. That's where I would tell, break the insider hold on justice. That's what I would recommend. We'll have AFP back on the show again to talk about it. So, well, we got away with it. We let folks have the show, run of the show, and they did a pretty darn good job with it. In the meantime, have a great week. Tune into Woodward and Witt tomorrow morning. Carry on.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. That's where WeShare's got you. WeShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program, and we got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you share our belief that health insurance is overpriced, visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.